Finch.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
How many went out?
So far we count 8 boxcars, several hundred thousand at least.
Christ.
I want anyone caught with one of those masks arrested.
Give me the money! Give me the fucking money!
We're under siege here. The whole city's gone mad.
This is exactly what he wants.
What?
Anarchy in the UK!
Chaos.
Mr. Creedy, I am holding you personally responsible for this situation.
The problem is that he knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why I went to Lark Hill last night.
That's outside quarantine.
I had to see it. There wasn't much left. But when I was there, it was strange. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. It's like I could see the whole thing. One long chain of events that stretched all the way back before Lark Hill. I felt like I could see everything that had happened. Everything that was going to happen. It was like a perfect pattern laid out in front of me. And I realized that we were all part of it. And all trapped by it.
So do you know what's going to happen?
No, it was a feeling. But I can guess. With so much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty. Forced to do the only thing he knows how to do. At which point, all V needs to do is keep his word. And then...
A Cobra meeting this morning, which was an opportunity that I took to thank the police for their work over the last few days, to express my support for the police officers who have been injured and the communities impacted by this mindless thuggery. There are a number of actions that came out of the meeting. The first is we will have a standing army of specialist officers, public duty officers, so that we'll have enough officers to deal with this where we need them. The second is we'll ramp up criminal justice. There have already been hundreds of arrests. Some have appeared in court this morning. I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline, and I'm assured that that's the approach that is being taken. Whatever the apparent motivation, this is not protest. It is pure violence, and we will not tolerate attacks on mosques or our Muslim communities. So the full force of the law will be visited on all those who are identified as having taken part in these activities.
Prime Minister, how quickly can this army of specialist officers you've just told us about bring these violent protests to an end? And where people are apprehended, do we have the courts to process them or the prison cells to put them in?
In relation to the police, I'm absolutely clear that we will have the officers we need, where we need them, to deal with this disorder. And that is why the standing army has been set up, specialist officers ready to be deployed to support communities. On the question of prisons, firstly, we're monitoring it on a daily basis. I'm appalled that we've been put in this position by the previous government. It is even a discussion, it's even a question that you have to ask me. But we will make this work and ensure that we've got the places that are needed to bring the perpetrators swiftly to justice. So on both those fronts, I'm confident that we can absolutely make sure that those engaged in this activity do feel the full force of the law.